of Facebook Marketplace, Ali. Oh, my God.
You don't rate it.
I mean, there's just so much there. I'm looking at, like moment, $39,900 for a 2004 MGTF. So it's one of those, you know, 60s-looking cars you'd expect some sort of 60s spy to drive.
Yep.
Well, there's a feng shui dress for $50 on there right
What's
now.
What's a feng shui dress?
I don't know. Obviously, you've got to wear it the right way or it's got a point in
a... feng shui dress?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. You've got me hooked already.
Or a $5,000 caravan. Oh, my God. You've got to be desperate to jump in that, haven't you? Look,
feng shui dress. What? So, have you ever sold anything online?
No way. Haven't even delved. Oh, look, the most I've got is a couple of books that I bought online through Booktopia, and that is about all I've delved into on the marketplace.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't think I've bought anything off. Have I? Off Facebook Marketplace. I've got heaps of stuff to sell, like clothes that don't fit me anymore. But I don't know. I'm just reluctant to put them up there because everyone knows what you personally are selling. Whereas if you sell something on eBay.
Oh, of course.
You're sort of, it's not necessarily you. It's
you're hiding behind a handle.
Mumbles 68 or whatever you want to put on there. Or
we're on Facebook Marketplace. It's Al Plath is getting rid of some old G-strings or something. Yeah, right. So
I might put some. I'd be more likely to sell something like that just because it would make me laugh.
Really?
Yeah.
You know,
and something actually legit.
You know what gets me is the prices they put on things. Like Isaac's got a couple of mates who... Have got this great idea. Let's make some money online. And so they've cottoned onto this Facebook Marketplace and they are throwing anything and everything up there. Like one of those Alexa, is it speaker boxer thingies?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like the, Play Zinc Radio.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Isaac's mate put it up there for $850. I'm like, mate.
What? Are they even worth that much?
It's out of the box. It's been gathering dust for ages and that's what I mean.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Good Who's going to pay that?
Well, good on him for giving it a go.
He'd be lucky
That's
to get
so
30
funny.
For that.
You should make some inquiries just to...
What, stooge
just
him?
Just to stooge him. Say, well, why don't you send him a message and say, mate, come on, you need to just start bartering with him.
I'll give you 30.
Yeah, come on.
Or maybe
see what
10.
He says. See what he says.
Yeah. And then his mate says, I've got an old computer keyboard that I can see has a bit of a crack on there. He's selling that for $200. Mind you, it looks about 3 or 4 years old. I'm just thinking he's throwing... You know, money to the wind. He's sitting there throwing any price out. They're seeing what bites. And let's be honest, that stuff is not going to move. Facebook Marketplace is a big cheapskate jumble sale.
There's some good, you can get some good stuff on there. Here you go. You'll be jealous of this. So my son Jake and his partner Tina, they just got a brand new shed. I think they got it for $75 and the same shed sells in Bunnings for $600.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you are.
Man, look
you
at this.
You just got to set your alerts for the things that you want.
A Technics digital stereo system. Now, I in the day would have paid nearly a couple of grand for that in 1990 or something, $100.
$100. See, I wouldn't mind putting some of your stuff on there just to sell it. I'll say selling for a friend. You know the first thing I'd put up of yours?
Oh, no, what?
Well, what is looking very secondhand of yours? You took it to Gomeri. There's a hint for you.
Oh, my backpack.
Your backpack is absolutely
it's rank, I know.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
I feel sorry for the backpack. It's like, just let me go. Let me die.
It just got a lot of memories in there. I haven't managed to transfer to the new one sitting under the desk there. But,
you should see it, honestly. His backpack, the straps are falling apart to the point where you've got the bit of puffiness that's in there, a bit of white foam, is sticking out on both of them. I actually took a photo of it the other day. You don't know that. I'm going to put it on the Zinc Instagram, actually.
But you know what? There's a lot of love attached to that. I'd need $100 to depart with that.
Yeah, well.
You know.
When did you buy it? 1965?
Oh, I've had it a few years. Just it's got a lot of my life and memories in there. There's probably a lot of sacred and special papers at the bottom of it I haven't cleared out yet. So there's probably old contracts and
lucky maybe you said some contracts.
I don't know. See, this is the thing. People throw their junk on their exercise set up here for $24. Oh, oh my God! Someone's putting a V8 Ute for $1.
Well, there you go. Get on it.
Jeez.
See, your son Luke would want to buy that, mate. Don't get distracted. Focus, Bilko. Look at him. He's distracted now.
There's no way that'd have a roadworthy or registration.
Where
for
are you going with this anyway? What's the point of talking about this?
What I'd love
what
to know.
What is your point?
I've never used Facebook Marketplace, so I'm sure plenty of the Zinc family have, and there must be some weird and wonderful stuff that you've discovered on there that we need to know about.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. So what? What is the most ridiculous thing you've bought on Facebook Marketplace? Is that what you want to know?
Found some weird stuff online. Tell us.
You don't want to know what I look up online.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Motorized scooter would be the latest thing.
Really? So how much was it?
$250.
You were robbed, man, because...
Why? What are they worth? Do you reckon that was a bargain?
I reckon. Goes all right.
Yeah.
Hang on. So you bought it and you use it, Jared, do you?
Yeah, just around the street.
See... I want to know the purpose of these scooters. I'm seeing so many oldies now jumping on them, and I'm thinking, what is the purpose? I mean, obviously, they don't like these granny scooters that are around with the pop tops.
Not one of them type of scooters, like just, you know, a little bit quicker and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like
speed,
a little bit. Yeah,
right.
I actually really would love one of them. It's a lazy man scooter.
So you don't get exercise, Jared.
Perfect
so,
for me.
So is this cutting down on your fuel bill? Is it that's what you're doing it for?
Just to get to and from my mates on the beers.
Oh, now there is a question, actually.
Can
are you
get
allowed
breath
to?
Breath tested on those.
I think
those.
You can.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
Are you spilling, Lee?
Well, I just want to say I love that marketplace and I just sold my house and land on that.
What?
So, and I had over 1,600 views on there. I had six offers come in on it, and it was amazing, and I didn't pay a real estate agent.
Facebook Marketplace for your house and land, that's unheard of.
Yeah, no, that's, and everybody's starting to catch on, but I did it effortlessly, and the house and land was sold in 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm impressed, Lee.
Have you got any real estate experience?
Well, if you came back in the 90s, I did it for 6 months and I didn't like it.
So if you didn't like the job, you ducked out of it. Fair enough, Lee. That's amazing. Facebook Marketplace to get your house and land out. That's just blowing my mind.
I wouldn't be game. I mean, good on Lee. She's, I mean, we know her. She's a goer. That's for sure. But, yeah, I wouldn't be game. I'd be forever going, could I have got another $50,000 or...
Well, you know, you pay commission to all these real estates. Fair enough. That's their job. But they actually crunch people hard and get the best deal for you.
That's why I would do it, because I'm hopeless. I could never – I'd end up losing so much money because I'm too blooming nice for my own good.
Yeah. Anyway, Facebook Marketplace, ladies, is a feng shui dress for $50 further down the coast.
I wouldn't know what a feng shui dress is, yeah.